On the morning walk up Trash Alley. July 10th to September 2nd, 2012. Out of synthesis comes a new creation. Or does it? I walked one morning from my room, my mind barely awake, to find inspiration in the new day, a reason for living. Of necessity renewed at rise of sun, after every night's disturbed sleep. Up the concrete shanty streets, long sprinkled in dust, and whatever fell off the passing trucks, I shuffled, following my route by rote. The time-worn, seasonally unaltered reminders of my neighbors passed by. To the right, a protruding drainpipe, reaching out over the storm drain, dripping water as the unseeing cook prepared breakfast for the workers, throwing up yet another concrete building. Over there, a small hill, once bare, gray, rocky and barren, but now very much alive, green and peaceful. Whoever the unseen owner was, his art was plain to see everywhere, trees patiently planted and watered, set in holes hacked from the rock. There on the left, a new home, carefully put up by a farmer's family. The road, or rather, back country lane, was paved in heavy gravel and beginning to wash out. There again, on the left, a farmer's garden, built as a siege works of earth-filled baskets, sprouting melons. The vines ran up the wall, over the packed earth roof, and then over the far edge. This was the regular route of contemplation, of undisturbed and ingrown views, which I followed, until the road passed along Trash Alley, where all things were indeed made new, new by the hand of people. Everything was replaced with something else. Unspooled cassette tape for gossamers, sparkling in the morning sun. A fetid puddle for a pond. Wagtails bobbing among the trash for birds in the grass. Dust for grass. Plastic for stone. The hammering chorus of anvils from a nearby workshop. For the birds' dawn chorus. Settled dust kicked up for settled thoughts at peace. Haze over the mountains for mountaintop vistas. The mountains gouged of stone and raped of their minerals for the mountains majestic. Curs in the alleys for an eagle high in the sky. Filth-stained sheep in dreadlocked wool, awaiting the knife, for a lone ibex on a high and distant crag. The stench of goat heads in the rendering cauldron, barely boiling, for faint memories of yesterday's bouquet garni. Shattered squares of tempered glass strewn on the dusty alley, for the high veldt of dreams, scattered with native diamonds. Gates locked and bolted, with furtive, mistrustful stares through the peepholes, for nonchalant glances, devoid of cares. Everything stripped by locusts, with no concept of Eden. There was no concept at all, but only a wasteland of synthesis. Synthesis replaced everything, everything that once was, that the people had once remembered. Somehow, within those houses lived really rich people, trying, but not completely able, to hide all the obvious symbols of their wealth. My mind awake, and my consciousness shamefully polluted, I walked home to face the day's work.